and I'm Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Hundreds of demonstrators joined a pro-Palestinian march in Washington, D.C. on Saturday to demand an immediate ceasefire in Gaza following the Hamas attack on Israel 2 weeks ago, chanting Free Palestine and Free Now. Holding banners and waving Palestinian flags, demonstrators marched from the Washington Monument towards the U.S. Capitol. Similar rallies were planned in cities across the United States over the weekend. As trucks carrying aid crossed into Gaza on Saturday, some Gazans said it was far from what was needed to help over 2 million people currently under siege in the Strip. Emma Gell reports from Reuters.
For many who have been displaced in the growing conflicts, 20 trucks are simply not enough for the enclave's 2.3 million people. Where is your humanity? We need to know what is being done, says this man, who is calling on Arab countries to send help. Before the outbreak of war, an average of about 450 aid trucks were arriving daily in Gaza. The United Nations says more than 1 million have been made homeless. There are no safe bomb shelters in Gaza, where over 50% of Palestinians live in poverty. In Egypt, Arab leaders condemned the siege of Gaza at a summit convened hastily to find a peace settlement. But the absence of Israel and senior U.S. officials at the meeting undermined any prospect for halting the escalating war.
U.S. President Joe Biden said on Saturday that he was, quote, talking to the Israelis when asked whether he is encouraging them to delay an invasion of Gaza. Biden made the comments after attending church services in Rehoboth Beach while visiting his home state of Delaware. Israel has amassed tanks and troops near the fenced border around the narrow coastal enclave for a planned ground invasion with the objective of annihilating Hamas after several inconclusive wars dating to its seizure of power there in 2007. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The brother of a hostage freed from captivity in Gaza is expressing relief and concern for the other families. AP correspondent Lauren Brooks reports.
Judith Renan and her 17-year-old daughter Natalie are the first such hostages to be released since Hamas's incursion into Israel. Ben, Natalie's brother and Judith's stepson, has told the Associated Press hearing about their release was a shock.
Media actually found out before we did, and so we were completely taken by surprise.
Hamas has said it released them for humanitarian reasons in an agreement with the Qatari government. But with roughly 200 people still held hostage in the Gaza Strip, Ben says along with his happiness there's a sense of guilt.
There are still Israeli hostages, American hostages, hostages from all over the world. We care just as deeply about those families as we do our own because we know the pain of what's happened.
I'm Lawrence Brooks.
The fallout from the Israel-Hamas war has spilled into workplaces everywhere. People from all ranks have been called out for speaking too forcefully or not forcefully enough, making it nearly impossible to come up with a unifying message when passions run deep on all sides. Islamic rights advocates say much of the corporate response has minimized the suffering in Gaza. Jewish groups have criticized tepid responses or slow reactions to the October 7th Hamas rampage that killed 1,400 people in Israel and triggered the latest war. President Biden is dangling new money for southern border security in an effort to get Congress to approve billions of dollars more in aid for Israel and Ukraine. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
It's not clear if the roughly $14 billion plan to shore up programs and security at the U.S.-Mexico border will bring more Republican lawmakers on board for the foreign aid requests that the president announced in Thursday's primetime address.
I know these conflicts can seem far away.
Biden says the U.S. needs to stop tyranny and deter terrorism.
Making sure Israel and Ukraine succeed is vital for America's national security.
Late last month, the House stripped assistance for Ukraine out of a stopgap government spending measure. Texas Congressman Dan Crenshaw says the GOP border security demands really aren't about money. He calls them a policy issue that needs to be addressed with the White House. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Venezuelans became the largest nationality arrested for illegally crossing the U.S. border last month, replacing Mexicans for the first time on record. Figures released Saturday show that September was the second highest month for arrests for all nationalities. U.S. Customs and Border Protection says arrests for the government's budget year ended September 30th, topped 2 million for the second year in a row. Venezuelans were arrested nearly 55,000 times by the Border Patrol after entering from Mexico in September. That's more than double the number from August. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.